You are listening to EuroFolkRadio.com. The views and opinions expressed by the show host, their guests, and individuals that call into the shows are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Eurofolk Radio, its staff, or its affiliates. Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma for me, and the big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. My blood pressure was out of control. My sugar was out of control. Waste of time. So I went an alternative route. I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR with very good results. Now, these products, accompanied with self-control of your diet and plenty of exercise, which is the key, well, my blood pressure is down in the normal range. My weight is way down, which brings my blood sugar level way down. And all in all, I feel pretty doggone good. So, if you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Tell Patrick what's going on with your health, and he can help you out. Thank you for listening, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
When the British armies came from across the bounding main to attack our native shores in their sailing ships of war to establish tyranny by the orders of a tyrant king, Paul Revere cried his alarms, and the people took up arms, and they fired up their guns in the Greens and Lexington. Soon the battles would be won, and the bells of liberty would ring. Those men who fought to keep us free were not afraid to die. They drew their strength and courage from his power upon high, and cried this battle cry, no king, no king, no king, but King Jesus, the Messiah. Years we have fainted from the fight for his liberty and life. We've been blinded by the lies, so we hardly know what's right from wrong. As the anti-Christian hordes and the global overlords now surround us, holy saints in the camp United States, just like Israel of old, we now find ourselves in Babylon. So now's the time for all good men to seek his face on high and bow to do his will on earth and rise up and defy the lie and cry this battle cry, no king, no king, no king, but King Jesus, the Messiah. No king, no king, no king, but King Jesus, the Holy One of Israel. The Holy One of Israel. So now's the time for all good men to seek his face on high and bow to do his will on earth and rise up and defy the lie and cry this battle cry, no king, no king, no king, but King Jesus, the Messiah. No king, no king, no king, but Yehoshua, the Holy One of Israel.
All right, you soldiers of Yahweh. This is your wake-up call, and title of today's sermon is, There Is a Certain People. Now, this goes back to the very mistranslated and misunderstood book of Esther. Now, there was an Amalekite king. And this is in 1 Samuel chapter 15. And King Shaul was commanded to destroy the Amalekites. Well, he didn't do the job all the way, and he left King Agag alive and brought him to Samuel, Prophet Samuel. And in 1 Samuel 15, verse 33, Samuel slew him and made the everlasting enmity with the Amalekites. Okay, they have bred out. They are not a distinct people anymore. They're in with the Talmudists and the Edomites and all the rest. They're evil. They did evil then. They do evil now. Okay. There is a certain people. In the book of Esther, chapter 3, verse 8. Now, they have inserted the word Jew into that book. It's not in there. Okay, they're speaking of Judahites, the people of the land of Yehuda, Judah. It'll even tell you that in your Strong's. But no, in the KJV, they've stuck the word Jew and Jews. It's all about Jews. Well, they've molested this book as well as many others. Jews are not mentioned. It's the people of Judah that wanted to keep the law of Yahweh. Well, they had been captured and been shipped off to Persia under King Ahasuerus, who was Xerxes, the king of Persia. Well, one of these descendants of Agag, the Amalekite king, was named Haman. And he's in this book. So when you read the book of Esther, delete the word Jew or Jews. Put in Judah or Judahites, okay? And it will give you the accurate representation of what the book's about. It is not about the Jews or their revenge or any of the other stuff. Has nothing to do with Jews. So now that we have that out of the way, we take a fresh look at this. This mighty, powerful king, Ahasuerus, king of Persia, was having woman trouble. He had one woman, Vashti, that had a real big ego, and she was so beautiful, and she wouldn't obey him, so he wanted to get another queen, so he got rid of Vashti. And anyway, this Haman, being an Amalekite, wormed his way into the king's favor. Now, you can see the analogy between then and now. What went on then is what's gone on now. And he was whispering in the king's ear. And in verse 8 of chapter 3 of Esther, and I'm going to read from the King James, okay, and do any corrections that need to be made. This is verse 8. And Haman said unto the king, There is a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the people in all the provinces of your kingdom, and their laws are diverse or separate from the people, and neither keep they the king's laws. Therefore, it is not for the king's profit to suffer them. All right, that word suffer is 51:17. And that means to let them settle down, withdraw from them, give them comfort, let them be quiet, or to let them rest. In other words, don't leave them alone. Go after them and destroy them because they're different. Well, they wouldn't bow down to statues. They wouldn't worship the king's gods. They wouldn't eat the food that the people of the land in Persia were eating because it was unclean according to Scripture. They wouldn't cooperate. They wouldn't go along to get along. My. So this Haman conspired to get them all killed, and it didn't work out real well. You just read the book of Esther. Let's fast forward to now. We have governmental bodies and rulers and leaders and judges and courts and cops and federal agencies and all these things that demand of this certain people that exist today. This certain people still exist. And this certain people has the audacity to have a book that they read from that gives them a rule structure which does not go along with the rule structure of today's society. Oh my, how dare they? Called the Scripture. Oh, that's a hate book now. Oh, they're haters. They don't want to obey all these governmental laws and bow down to Baal. They don't want to bow down. And we can't have people that are not going to bow down and submit and be good little slaves, can we? We can't tolerate that. So we've got to punish them, just like they wanted to kill and punish this certain people back then. We're going to shut them up. We're going to silence them. We're going to defund any platform they have on the internet. We're going to cancel their PayPal account. We're going to ban them off of YouTube and Facebook, and we're not going to let their books be published. We're going to attack them and dox them and send Antifa to their house to beat them up and kill them. Oh, we can't have this certain people not being obedient, good little slaves. Oh, no. Following this Yahweh. How dare they not bow down and worship the government? Don't you know that the government is God now, and it's going to make all the rules for your life, and it's going to take care of you womb to tomb? All you got to do is shut your brain off and be obedient. Just obey, and everything will be fine. They tell you so, and they wouldn't lie to you, would they? But no. This certain people, having read this forbidden book, this terrible scripture that they have, they've got a totally different idea on how things should go because the rule book that they read gives them a how-to manual on life. Tells them what they should do in life, how they should act among themselves, and how they should act and get along with other people, and what foods they should eat and what foods they should abstain from because they are biblically unclean. Tells them not to mix. You don't let your son or your daughter of this certain people marry outside their racial boundaries. You don't let them marry an alien race. But, oh, that is politically incorrect. Today we all have to be diverse and we have to be inclusive and everybody's welcome. We're all equal and we're all the same and it's okay just to marry whoever you want and it's okay to eat whatever you want and it's okay to have sex with whoever you want. You don't have to obey those moral boundaries that are in that terrible, hateful book that you dare to read, that hate literature. Oh, no. We have to go along with the kings of today and the rulers. They've got different names today. They're not satraps or whatever. They're congressmen and senators and governors and judges, presidents, prime ministers. There's a whole just big gang of these people that have all these different titles. Oh, man, they got titles. They're title rich, man. They got titles upon titles. And they go in these back rooms and sequester themselves and shut the doors and make all these secret deals, most of which are to the detriment and genocidal towards this certain people that don't go along with their system. They are trying to eliminate that certain people today, just like they tried to eliminate it back in the time of Esther. They wanted to kill all of these certain people, and they were the Judahites, not the Jews, the Judahites. Everybody tries to quote Esther with the mistranslations with the word Jews in there. And the casting of the lots, Purim. They say, oh, that's Jewish revenge, and it's the Jewish this and Jewish that. Well, that's because of the mistranslation. It has nothing to do with the Jews. Has to do with the Judahites, the people from the tribe of Judah that were in captivity there, defending their lives against these evil people that were trying to murder them. Nothing to do with the Jews at all. Well, don't the descendants of the evil people of that time today want to eliminate and genocide this particular race of this certain people? The Israelite people, the true Israelites, they even pretend to be us. What audacity. And if you don't agree with all their little perverted, sick rules that they try to put on the true Israelites, why, then you're an anti-Semite. Even though these evil people that are trying all this stuff today, the same as they tried back then, they're not even Shemitic people. They're Edomites. They're not Shemites. They're not Israelites. They're Edomites. And they sure don't use that hate book that this certain people use that gives us this rule structure from this God Yahweh. Oh no, we can't have that. You can't worship that God. You got to worship Baal and use their money system and follow right along and let them rule you through the financial power that they build up. Now, old Haman bribed his way in with Ahasuerus. And before Ahasuerus found out the truth of who this guy was and what he was and what he was doing, he convinced the king to wipe out that certain people. You got to get them out of your kingdom. You got to kill them all. You got to send your soldiers and the people and declare open season on this certain people. Because they don't go by your laws. They've got this book that they follow the laws in that book. And they don't want to go by your laws. Well, we got this certain people today that want to follow the laws in that book. That book full of hate speech, which gives you rules that they don't like to follow. Therefore, you're a hater. You're told not to do certain things and told to do certain things. Well, you can't do that because that's not government approved. That's not politically correct. Oh, no, man, you're a hater. You're an anti-Semite. You're a Nazi. You're this, you're that. All these neat little labels that they put on us. But this certain people today, because of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in this certain people, won't go along to get along. They won't go along with the program and programming that the governmental bodies are trying to shove down our throats. And then there was this guy that came and just showed up and did all these miracles and taught these people from that book. And he told them all about sin and how they were going to die in their sins. And then this kooky guy went and let the children of the adversary, the Talmudists, he let them sacrifice himself on a tree. They hung him up on a stake and impaled him on a stake and they killed him. And oh, they were so happy. They were just, oh man, he's dead, he's dead. Ha, 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 ha. The third day, this guy that they had murdered, well, these angels appeared outside of his tomb and rolled this great big rock out of the way, and out he comes. He's not dead anymore. He's resurrected. He's risen. And oh, they got to make up all kinds of lies and say that's not true. His disciples took him away, and they're busy, 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 busy trying to dispel what they call a myth, even though there were all kinds of witnesses to to him coming out and walking around among men and continuing miracles? And this certain people believe on that guy whose name was Yeshua. Yah is salvation. And they try to follow his teachings. And boy, is that politically incorrect. And these Amalekites and whatever kind of ites today really hate this certain people. These Israelites, these people that are now called Christians. Those pesky Christians that rock the boat and wake people up and give them a moral structure to follow that'll get them in the kingdom of heaven if they follow it. If they're obedient and they believe and they call upon the holy name. And we certainly can't have that. So the modern day versions of Haman are all over this certain people, trying to destroy them today, just like Haman tried to destroy them back in the days of the king of Persia. It really hasn't changed all that much now, has it? Oh, times are different. We got all this technology and all this stuff that we get so caught up in that distracts us from following what's written in that book. But there's a whole bunch of people that read the book and follow it all the time, and that really upsets these Amalekites and Talmudists and Edomites and parasites and whatever else you want to call them. They got all kinds of labels. And they're still today trying to steal the birthright and the name of these Judahite people. They just won't let it rest. They just keep on keeping on and piling on lie after lie after lie to destroy this certain people, just like Haman, the descendant of King Agag, tried to do way back when. But this certain people still exist, and they still want to be obedient to the Father in heaven, and they don't go along to get along, and that makes them in danger. They are at risk from the system that follows the adversary's rules. The enemy of Yahweh, they want to follow the adversary's rules, the Satan. The adversary. And that entails conscious efforts to genocide this certain people, this remnant of Israel that's gone back to the worship of Yahweh, who extends his protection over us. And they're becoming more and more frustrated because they're not getting the job done. We're just not going away. We're not laying down. We're not dying fast enough to suit them. And then there's these pesky people that read from that hate-filled book. Oh, that terrible book called the scriptures. And they've got all these different books within that book, all the stories and accounting and rule giving and law giving in what they call the Old Testament, which isn't old. It's all current. And then you got the Apocrypha that gives all the history stuff. And then you got all these books from all these witnesses that saw all this history and wrote it down, like Josephus and Herodotus and all these people that documented all this stuff that backs up and confirms all that's in that that hate book that they try to destroy, that Bible. Oh, my. And they really hate this certain people that follow that crazy Yeshua, you know, the one that they killed and he got up in 3 days. Man, they still, after all these centuries, can't deal with it. Oh, it's not true. His disciples stole his body. Yeah, right. But you see, that Yahshua guy, oh, man, he threw a monkey wrench in their works. He said, when I leave, I'm going to leave behind a comforter for you that will bring you closer to the Father and will give you strength and uplift your spirits and everything. And that was called the Holy Spirit. Ruach Kadosh. The Holy Breath. And it's still working among this certain people that are believers, that are followers of Yahweh instead of the adversary's rule book. They're following Yahweh's rule book. And this really drives the children of the adversary, the descendants of Agag and Edom and all the Esauites and the Perizzites and the Pharisees and all these ites, drives them bonkers. And you can see their reaction in the press. I mean, they do it right in front of everybody. They have no restraint whatsoever. And they're very powerful, just like this Haman worked his way up in the kingdom back then. Well, these people have worked their way up in our modern law structure and political structure, and they've got a lot of clout. They own all the news media, and they make all the movies, and they can put all the filth and degradation and perversion they want in these movies and on these TV shows. And people just watch and they just go right along with it. They don't see anything wrong with it because that's their only sort of entertainment that they've got, because they can't think and they don't read, and they sure don't read that book. They don't want anything to do with that book. Oh, no. That's a hate book, right? Hate literature? Yeah, it tells you what not to do in life. And we're supposed to be able to do whatever we want, man. Do as thou wilt. That's the whole of the law. Isn't that what Crowley said? Aleister Crowley, the Satanist? You hear it in Led Zeppelin songs. Jimmy Page is a follower of that. He even bought that guy's house, lives in it. But this certain people objects to their main forms of fun, you know, pedophilia and child sacrifice. I mean, that's just good, clean fun. I mean, you know, drinking blood and praying to Molech or whoever else they pray to, Halel, and why, that's okay. Just ask them. They're in power. And that book sort of burst their bubble. And all the people that read that book and say, hey, all this stuff that you're doing, that's evil, that's wrong. Why are you doing that? And they won't come out just, you know, straight out and say, hey, well, we do it because we're children of the devil and we just really like to do that stuff. Oh, let's just kill more kids, yeah, and eat them. Yeah, let's just make kitty pie. Yeah, we'll dance around the big statue and sacrifice little children. Oh, that's so much fun. Oh, we just have such a good time in our little gatherings. And that book speaks out against that, doesn't it? And this certain people that follow that book are raising a howl these days. They're not silent anymore. And they're really objecting to all this stuff that's going on with these demon worshipers. And that's who they are. That's who they are. They're children of the devil and they worship devils. But this certain people are not letting them get away with it anymore. And they've even changed the name of that certain people. They've tried to steal the name of Israel, but this certain people are called Christians today because they follow the Christ, the Anointed One. That crazy guy, Yeshua, that rose from the dead. Oh, that's terrible. You follow him? Oh, man. You're not with the program, dude. Following that guy. Doing what he taught us to do. Oh, it's terrible. We got to stamp those guys out. Just like they wanted to stamp us out back in the time of the king of Persia. Make war on us and just kill us all. Kill them all. That's what Haman wanted to do. Have us all slain on one night. It didn't turn out real well for him. He got found out. And that king of Persia had him hanged. Well, if you read that book that I'm talking about, that hate-filled book, it gives you the end of the story concerning these adversaries' children, the ones that are trying to genocide this certain people. These Israelites, these Judahites, men of Judah, the ones they're trying to eliminate from the planet. Well, their plans are being thwarted in all kinds of different ways by all kinds of different people because Father Yahweh works miracles and he uses men that you wouldn't feel comfortable having in your home. You wouldn't invite them in. They're not our kind of people, but he uses them to accomplish his will. He may cast them aside later when they get their job done. But the people that are trying to eliminate this certain people that I'm talking of, the true Israelites, are falling flat on their face. They're not getting the job done, and they're going into panic mode because it says in that book that they hate so much, that pesky book that keeps popping up, that their time's going to grow short. And at the end, they're going to be destroyed. And they can't handle that. They can't allow the certain people to teach that, because it might come down on their head if they get away with it. Oh, man, we got to shut these people up. Can't have them teaching that scripture. No. No. That's got to stop. We got to declare that a hate book, and we got to ban it, and we got to confiscate it and burn it. We sure can't have it taught in the school systems. Oh, no, the little kids might learn something from that and say, hey, teacher, what you've been teaching us is wrong. We can't have these little kids bucking the system. They might grow up to adults bucking the system. Oh, no. A little hint of mint tea there. Can't raise system buckers. That's verboten. Can't have that. So they do what they can and smear the certain people in their news media. Shut down their websites. Label us with all kinds of derogatory labels and just keep repeating them over and over and over. So the brain dead populace, the mixed multitude, will believe their lies because they're easily deceived. And out of all the people, this certain people is small number. And it's called the remnant. Oh, boy. The remnant. The ones that want to follow that hateful Bible. The ones that believe in Yahweh. The ones that believe that this Yahshua rose from the dead and rose into life and brought us with him, because we will be resurrected also as he was resurrected into eternal life in the kingdom that is coming, that will destroy this current system of apostasy. And there's going to be big battles fought. There's going to be a lot of battles, little ones and big ones. Quiet little battles of words in the courtroom. The teaching of these scriptures by these crazy preachers that stand up for this word and want to follow Yahweh and don't want to go along with the system. System buckers, you're a system bucker. Oh, bad. Bad. I just want to tell you how not sorry I am to be a system bucker. I just enjoy your life and rejoice in the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit that you're blessed with, and keep following that terrible book that this certain people follow. And keep believing and following the teachings of that crazy guy that got up out of the dead, slab that he was laid on in that sepulcher, got up and walked after 3 days and was seen by multitudes and then ascended into heaven. Keep believing on that one. Keep following his teachings. Buck that system. Fight the good fight. Yep, there's repercussions. You're hated. But that guy that got up in 3 days told us that we'd be hated. If they hate you, they hated me first. I mean, if they hate me, they hate the Father. And these people, these adversarialites, that hate this certain people that follow Yahweh, they think they're going to go against the creator of the entire universe. Just like their father, the devil, thought he would rebel in heaven and he would take over and he would be the most high. How'd that work out for him? didn't do what it was expected to do. Now, did it? And the only thing he can do, he can't fight the Father and he can't destroy Yahweh, but he can persecute and torment Yahweh's inheritance, this certain people. He can beleaguer us and make us miserable and do bad stuff to us and have us killed. He can do that. But if you read that terrible book that they hate so much, all the way through to the end, it'll tell you the end of the story, and we win. And that's the biggest blow of all to these adversaries' children. We win. They're hit. There's nothing they can do about it. All the things that they're doing, all these wicked things, are progressing further and further down the path to their destruction. They are engineering their own downfall. They are biting off more than they can chew. And they can oppose the Father all they want, and it's not going to do them a bit of good. They're in real trouble. So, what can I say? You know, they're not going to listen. And we can't make them. So, these children of the adversary are just going to have to leave them to their fate. But I am unashamedly part of this certain people, the followers of Yahweh and the followers of Yeshua Messiah. I'm one of those pesky Christians. Smile. It's a wonderful day, folks. It's a wonderful day. I'm going to play some music. That's the end of the sermon. I hope you've enjoyed it. And maybe, you know, a little sarcasm here and there, making fun of it. And that's all you can do is laugh at the enemy. He hates that worse than anything else because he makes a fool of himself. I'm going to play some tunes. And hope you enjoyed the show, and you'll catch me on the next wake-up call. Praise Yahweh, Lord of hosts, Holy One of Israel. Ah.
Awake, O Israel, rise from your slumber, and the truth shall set you free. From out of Zion comes your Redeemer in the year of Jubilee. Oh, hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise Yahweh! From out of Zion comes your Redeemer in the year of Jubilee. Thou art my chosen, for I have called thee. Thou art graven on my hand, and I will gather all those who gather. They will possess their land. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, hallelujah, praise Yahweh. From out of Zion comes your Redeemer in the year of Jubilee. Out from the furnace, out of affliction, I have chosen thee, behold. And for your iron, I'll give you silver. For your brass, I'll give you gold. Awake, America, rise from your slumber, and the truth shall set you free. Hosanna. From out of Zion, hallelujah, comes your Redeemer, hallelujah, in the year of Jubilee. In the year of Jubilee.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, way, hallelujah, hallelujah, way, hallelujah, hallelujah, way, hallelujah.
Wasted not his time away. Well, he prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
He cared not for the things of Baal, trusting the one who never fails. Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
Oh, Daniel served
Daniel,
God
sir,
while here upon this earth.
He tried. He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
He cared not for
cared
the king's decree,
for
but trust to God to set him free.
Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
Well, they cast him in that lion's den because he would not hunt him in, but he prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
The jaws were locked and made him shout. God soon brought him safely out. Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
Oh, Daniel served
Daniel,
God while here upon
yeah,
this earth.
He tried. He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
He cared not for the king's decree, but trusted God to set him free.
Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
Now, brother, let us watch and pray like Daniel lived from day to day. But he prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
But you can gladly dare and do things of God. He'll take you through. Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
Oh, Daniel said,
Daniel,
God
sir,
won't hear upon yeah, this
he tried. He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
He cared not for
cared
the king's decree, but trusted God to set him free.
Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
Thank you.
Do not be silent, God, or unresponding. Do not remain at rest, O mighty one. For now your foes arise and make a clamor. Your bitter enemies lift up the head. Against your people now they plot in secret. They meet to work against your hidden ones. They say, let's go up now and end their nation. The name of Israel shall be no more. Together they conspire in deadly earnest. Against you they have made their covenant. The Ishmaelites are there, the tents of Edom. The men of Moab with Hagarines are there. See Jebel Amalek with men of Ammon. Behold Philistia and them of Tyre. For Asher too has come and joins their forces. They are the power of the sons of Lot. Treat them like Midian, like Jabin's army. Treat them like Sisera at Kishon's brook. At Endor they were all annihilated. And they became as dung upon the ground. Like Oreb make their chiefs their lords, like Zeba, who thought they would possess the land of God. My God, oh, make them be like whirling dust clouds. Make them like bits of chaff before the wind, like fire that burns the woods, like flames of lightning. Pursue them with your storms and strike with fear. Fill up their faces with humiliation, and let them seek your name, O Yahweh. Then let them be terrified and shamed forever. And let them be dismayed and be destroyed. Let them know you alone, yes, you are Yahweh. You are the one most high o'er all the earth.
As Mrs. and Mr. America fret, they huddle around their TV set, they worry and they sweat. They're thinking I'm the enemy, the one they need to get, because their mind controllers tell them I'm a major threat. The talking heads, the daily press, they cultivate stupidity and harvest ignorance. They point a crooked finger and they're all unanimous by calling me extremist, cause I'm down on Zionists. So now I want to sing a new song. I want to be an extremist. I want to join a militia and wear camouflage. I want to be an extremist and run around and sing a rabble-rousing rebel song and sympathize with the skiddies who realize it was the who did the Germans wrong. I want to be an extremist. I want to get the job done. Now what's so bad about being extreme? If I'm extremely innocent, if I'm extremely keen, if I'm extremely paranoid, it's cause of what I've seen. It's written in between the lines of every magazine. The FBI, the CIA are working.